I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 3723784, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June. It's going to feel like June as we go through this week. Today, lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. It's going to be a hot day with a high around 90. Could there be an isolated storm somewhere on the radar this afternoon? Sure, that's possible. Overnight low temperatures tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. Tomorrow, high around 90. Then we'll be in the low 90s on Wednesday. Widely scattered storms. Not much change on Thursday. The storm's a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday, though, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, Happy Hour, Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV. Lots to talk about this afternoon, no doubt. I don't even know where to start, but I got Rosie and Seth to help me figure it out.
And here they are.
Oh, Jeb.
Please clap.
Now that we've had our self-aggrandizing moment, how's everybody?
Great.
Good. How you doing?
How am I doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing...
You look good.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there's positivity. I'm gone.
Well, I put a note up on Facebook, and I'm not trying to start anything. I want to be real clear about that. But, folks, today would not be a good day to have your head up your ass because we have visitors in town. And from a highly reliable source, federal courthouse closed and evacuated due to the possibility of protesting. It's protesting until you throw the first rock. In downtown Montgomery, we have also been told that it may hit neighborhoods this evening. We don't know exactly how credible the information is, but it wouldn't have been passed on to me if there wasn't. And I've heard it from others, people I trust. So just be aware.
That's terrible, man. I like to believe that people around here are better than that.
Yeah, I would like to also. There's a... And again, you don't know what to believe. For example, at least a couple of dozen Facebook friends have sent me posters or what are purported to be ads from, I don't know, periodicals online recruiting professional protesters. And there's no question that this crap that's going on around the country is, it's long past. First of all, no right-thinking person in this country saw what happened to George Floyd and said, good work, cops.
Exactly.
There's, you know, it's a horrible thing. And if the effort is to convince us, it's not necessary because anybody that saw that, I mean, we're talking about, we are burning the country down because the police butchered the arrest of a counterfeiter. Not exactly a threat to human life, not somebody that needed to be off the streets, at least handled the way he was. So, you know, I think we're a lot further along than we get credit for being on this kind of stuff. But the groups that I have a thing here that's supposedly from BLM, calling all minorities from the surrounding regions of Montgomery, fellow minorities from Montgomery, Alabama, the time is now to step up. Please meet up downtown June 1st at 8 p.m. I've heard it's 6. I can't testify to the legitimacy of this, but
they're... A buddy of mine is in downtown right now, and he says you can't get through because they're putting barricades up right now.
Good.
Better
this. What is our governor doing right now? What has she done? If this is the word, it certainly must have made it to the governor's mansion.
Of course. Last night, Birmingham. I know a girl that has a shop down there, and they bust the windows out and. I mean, it's just terrible.
You know whose windows they didn't bust out? I saw a picture from Dallas. A couple of guys that owned a little pizza place. It's their deal. It's how, their dream, how they make a living. And they greeted the looters with AR-15s.
Good.
Didn't have to shoot them. Just said...
Proof point.
Enter at your own risk. And nobody did. This is why we have the Second Amendment. Because they do not have the right. They have the right to protest. They have the right to make signs, march. Peaceful assembly is a guarantee of the Constitution. But burning down somebody's... It's amazing, too. Some of the wise asses in other cities where this stuff has been going. Minneapolis, whoa, what a... And all of these cities are run by progressive Democrats. Minneapolis may be... the worst of all, starting with Frau Klobuchar, who refused to prosecute this officer on multiple charges that go back many years. If she does, he's not on the force. This doesn't happen. Who knows what kind of day today is. So, it's just so mad. And by the way, the mayor of Minneapolis, who is a 24-karat douchebag. If you're going to protest, make sure you wear your mask and social distance.
this is who they are. This is their priority. When you're burning down the city, make sure that you don't get the coronavirus. And by the way, did anybody hear about the coronavirus all weekend? It was like...
It's gone.
The only thing I heard over the weekend was relative to baseball trying to get its act together. And you guys are really pissing me off.
Ooh, are you going to give up yet?
It's getting close.
Ooh, Rich.
In fact,
there.
Even Mad Dog Russo, who has a show on the baseball network, said, get it together or you're going to lose me. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to hear you whine and complain. Figure it out. Both sides. Owners, commissioner. We think how nice it would be if we had a game to watch tonight. I noticed the phone's rung a couple of times. What are we getting?
Somebody wanted to...
Intel?
Somebody wanted to email their comments in rather than go on the air, and the other one...
You are welcome to do that, by the way. GregGoodell@AOL.com.
Yes, and that's what I gave him, your email address.
Nobody here is against protesting. No. Nobody in America should be against it.
Peacefully protesting.
Yes.
You can get your words out there.
Yeah, it's a way to let your voice be heard.
Yeah, otherwise, can't hear anything over the crash of a window breaking.
No.
But I am going to say this. I think everybody needs to be on their toes. Look at how many people have been caught. God, I spent God knows how much time, because I look at everything I get in Facebook Messenger. And every time I turned around, I had 10 new messages with attachments. And I watched so much of this insanity. For example, a guy driving a FedEx semi-tractor trailer. The video shows the rioters climbing his cab, pounding on his window. No doubt the guy had to be afraid for his life because people were firebombing cars and trucks. And he slowly starts to move away. Well, one of the protesters tried to get on the truck while it was moving, and he got ground up underneath it. And I'm sorry,
good.
Zero sympathy.
Oh, exactly.
That's not a protest. That is riot behavior.
Yes.
There's no excuse for it. And we can't make excuses for it. And I certainly hope it's well past the point the president declared Antifa. You know how fascists come to power? By burning down cities. Kristallnacht. That's how Hitler sent a chilling message to the Jews. The final solution's about to start. When his goons went and broke the windows and completely vandalized and destroyed Jewish businesses.
Carol?
And that's what's going on here. Yet you're anti-fascist? That's how fascists come to power. Can't let it happen. And this is why we have the Second Amendment. And I don't doubt that many people, yours truly included, have taken steps in that regard. I would be especially aware on the east side of town as well. Even though the protest is supposed to start downtown, you can't assume that it's going to stay there because it hasn't anywhere else. So, which Larry is that?
Our Larry. Larry Hart, yeah. And Carol works downtown. And
all right. We'll take both of these calls now, starting with Carol.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I wanted to say thank you to you because I saw your post and had no idea that all of that was at least threatened to be going down near the Capitol. My office is about two blocks from the Capitol, and I have left. I've left work, and I did ride past there, and they are putting up barricades and preparing. But thank you so much for posting that because we wouldn't have had a clue, and it's 5 o'clock when it was time to go home, it may have been too late to get out of here, so you don't know.
Yeah, when I put it on Facebook, I said reliable source, and it came from a downtown law office that closed once they got word. And again, in a situation like this, I'm not trying to be a rumor monger or a fear monger. I'm just saying everybody needs to be on their toes.
Yeah, we need to be aware.
Over the weekend, a lot of people in this country drove into situations they weren't prepared for. And just heads up, be real careful. I would probably...
I was watching a live feed from Birmingham in the middle of the night, and I'm sure you've heard about that by now, where the reporter and her crew were attacked.
Yeah, I was. In fact, somebody just sent me, Keith sent me a clip or something that was posted from Birmingham, but it's been removed, I think, from Facebook because it says the link is not available.
Of course it has. We were watching it, and it was live, and they started attacking them, and then the reporter was screaming, and then, like, it just went dark. So it scared everybody to death that was watching, and later we found out that they had made it to safety. But it was terrifying, and if they're planning to do that type of thing here...
Well, you know, we can't say we caught off guard because we've watched what's happened around the country, and... Although, where was it? San Antonio, Dallas. I just looked. Hang on one sec. Where is this? Not today, Antifa. Not today. And it's a group of guys in their camo gear and stuff standing vigil with their weapons. Not to start something, to protect.
To protect it. I heard that a group of guys like that surrounded the Alamo in San Antonio to protect it, too.
That's where they are. Yeah, it is.
I know
San
that a neighborhood
Antonio.
Did it at a Target. They protected their Target store.
But, again, San Antonio is another city that's run by pissant little progressives.
Right.
That want to coddle these people and understand them. And it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And it makes me so mad. And you know that they have let this go on purpose.
Yeah.
And it just infuriates me.
And while everybody's... Look at the police. Quick example. Video out of Baltimore. A black cop and a white cop. In the between the two of them was a large black woman who was punching the white officer in the face.
Yes, I saw that.
And got him twice. And he's just putting up his hands. He's not even throwing a punch back. The partner he was working that situation with came in and knocked that lady out.
One good hit.
And
yeah, she had it coming.
And you know
got
what?
That right.
So they suspended the cops.
That's insane.
What is he supposed to do? What can a... God, I mean, can you imagine being any cop and you're confronted with these situations with these...
No, I cannot. And as I passed by... The officers that were putting out the barricades just now.
Yes.
I rolled down my window and I said, thank you so much. We're praying for y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all be tough. And it just, it gives me chills that people are this way.
I know. Good for you, Carol. Hang in there. And
I will. Y'all too.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
We have a special guest on line three, Jack Campbell.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Well,
I guess, yeah, I know. We're all worried.
And, yeah.
I just heard what she was saying about the barricades, and I have a friend who owns a business down there. Said they boarded his place up, or he has. They're putting barricades everywhere. There are marshals down there, and he hears that there are busloads coming in. These are not local folks.
Of course not.
So... You know, the local people showed their true colors, and I don't mean that in a smart-ass way, but on Saturday when we had a very peaceful demonstration, but when you bring in these folks that are coming in from outside, you really have to worry and, you know, pray for our cops because, oh, my gosh, you know, they're under siege.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got to protect the Capitol building. I hear that's a target. The fountain is a target. Anyway, I just want to update you. But
I appreciate
somebody,
it made me sick. Pictures out of Washington vandalizing the memorials to World War II. The people that died so they could do this. I mean, it's just
and
wrong.
That church. And that church that they burned.
Yeah, right.
It's just unbelievable.
Right across from Lafayette Park. Near the White House. But, you know, you put your foot down and it stops. I've told the story many times. When Chicago was burning, Daley came out and said, told the police, looters, you shoot to kill. It stopped real fast. He got a lot of outrage because the media was liberal then, but it stopped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. But one thing, it elected Richard Nixon.
Yes, and it'll get a second term for Donald Trump.
Exactly. These people better be careful what they wish for. But anyway, thanks. And if I hear anything else,
please do call.
More, I will. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Love you.
Bye. Yeah, we love you, man. Take care. And let's get Larry on. Larry, what's up?
Hey, Greg. Good afternoon. Sounds like things are not going as well in Montgomery as I had hoped they would be.
Yeah. You know, and this is not to say that they're going to fly out of control. I'm just saying, folks, heads up.
Yeah. Be aware.
Exactly.
Because too many other cities have been surprised.
Yeah. And to your point, you were talking about the guy that was driving the tractor-trailer rig, and they were trying to climb into the cab, and he tried to basically get out of that harmed situation. Mm-hmm. For anybody to think he was overreacting, I've got two words for you. Reginald Denny.
Yeah. And they've done that to some truck drivers. What are they supposed to do? Just let them in and beat the crap out of them? If that FedEx driver is charged with anything, and fired to boot, I'm going to be really pissed off. That's just wrong.
Yeah. Well, calling to give you an update from your old stomping ground, Northern Illinois, here in Rockford, third largest city in Illinois. Saturday night, there was a peaceful protest at the police station, which then, due to two or three knotheads, turned violent. Somebody started breaking windows, so then arrests occurred, so then people started looting stores. And, of course, we all know what's happening in Chicago right now. So Sunday, yesterday, there was a rumor that the military was going in to lock down Chicago, and that would force the protesters out of Chicago, so the fear was they were coming to Rockford. So at 4 o'clock, I got in my car, just drove around town, and there were literally no buildings, no businesses open, no restaurants, no stores, Walmarts at all closed. You know, everybody completely shut down for fear of protesters coming through.
Isn't this all convenient, too, coming on the heels of the reopening of the country after the coronavirus panic?
It is, and I'm going to send you and Rosie a picture because the height of this stupidity is I just had to run by Walmart to pick up a couple of things with my mask on, as is state law here in Illinois. And as I'm going past the main checkout section, what do I see but two wheelbarrow fulls of their special discount items for sale, which are kitchen matches and flashlights. Who do you think's going to be using those tonight, Greg?
I can't imagine. Yeah,
this was a Walmart that shut down at 3 o'clock because they wanted to make sure that their community stayed safe. And now they're peddling flashlights and matches.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
No words.
Well, we appreciate the out-of-state perspective, Larry.
We miss you.
Stay in touch. You get anything, additional info, message me, okay?
Will do.
Thanks.
Thanks, Larry.
And just in time at 3:30, we go to Legal Eagle. And
you know, I was really disappointed when I saw that funny man Jermaine led that protest in Birmingham last night that turned into the destruction damage of 16 different businesses and also broken windows at the federal courthouse in Birmingham. So supposedly he wanted just to tear down the Confederate statue, but this is what happened. When you light a fire like that, you don't have any control where it goes. And people got emboldened and decided, well, why don't we just tear up the rest of the damn city while we're at it?
You know what? Let's do a little news desk work at some of these left-wing networks.
Yeah.
If there is something newsworthy out of Alabama tonight, they're going to blame it on the holiday that's being celebrated today.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will. Yeah. But you know what? I'll tell you this. I'm not going to be watching Funny Man's commentaries on the Alabama football games anymore because of that. You know, if you want to go political like that and end up creating, and I'm sure minority businesses got destroyed during that little process.
That's the whole thing is that They don't care. They're not saying, are you, you know.
Well, Greg, this is what people need to understand. These aren't protesters. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are revolutionaries. They are not about protesting anything. They want to destroy the system, tear it down, and build it back in their own image. And I'll just tell you right now, Representative John Lewis just called today to end the riots, and the Black Lives Matter leader rejected it. All right? So this is a civil rights icon, and I'm not a particularly a big fan of Lewis. I think what he did was heroic on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, but I think his other positions are horrible.
Yeah.
But this guy is one of theirs, right? And he asked them to please stop the riots, and their own leadership said, screw you.
And we know who we have to thank for that group.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, and I got to tell you, if they bring it into the suburbs of Montgomery, Alabama, especially the, I hear they want to come into the wealthy suburbs, somebody's going to get killed. And guess what? It's not going to be the homeowner. You know? There's people... in my neighborhood with arsenals, my friend, arsenals.
Oh, I know. I got a buddy I can stop by and get a bazooka from if I need it.
No, but the thing is, nobody wants that to happen.
No. I bought a gun and I would be thrilled if I went to my grave having never had to use it.
Absolutely. My biggest fear is that my better half might use it on me first.
Actually,
probably deservedly so.
In my case, I was the greatest threat to myself until I overcame my own
threat. Yeah, right.
I didn't know.
Then you didn't want to have one. Right. You didn't want to have the temptation, right?
Exactly. You are correct,
sir. But I did hear that actually the governor has gotten the National Guard, 1,000 people on call right now. So, but I will tell you this, I've got to criticize Trump a little bit on this. It's time, President Trump. It's time for in these cities that have been a problem, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Philly, Washington, D.C., it's time to call out martial law in those cities, you know. Because here's the problem. If they are clearly getting the idea that there's not that much pushback against them. And there really isn't, Greg. There really isn't. And as long as they feel like they can do this, and the worst thing that's going to happen is they have to spend the night in jail, then that's what they're going to do. They're going to continue to go.
I got to run because Skipper's here, and he's away from his traffic dungeon. And
all right, my friend.
No doubt
Take
has
care.
Information. Thank you for all the info. Hey, buddy.
Hey, We're listening at the traffic dungeon, and your info that you got on the agitators that are supposedly coming into Montgomery, we've got something into Skywatch now, and this comes from, you know, Skywatch, you know, we do, of course, all of the traffic on all of the Blue Water stations, but we do other outlets as well, and everybody kind of feeds one another.
Right.
This is from another broadcast group in Montgomery to all of the Skywatch people. They have credible sources that say that Montgomery is now going to be targeted. The Capitol has been evacuated. Federal courthouse has been locked down and evacuated by federal marshals. Target at East Chase is being boarded up. They are supposedly to arrive on buses today. It is rumored that also East Chase will be a target, as well as upscale neighborhoods on the east side. That's what we have heard.
No, I heard the same thing.
Okay, I was suspecting. I was wondering if this was the same info you got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard about East Chase, and since you mentioned it, this is why I say everybody everywhere has to have their head out of their ass tonight. It's just one of those situations.
Well, I can't believe that this is happening, and this is happening.
I know.
None of this has anything to do with the gentleman who was murdered.
No. Nothing.
And the biggest thing about it is, you know, if they come in our neighborhood tonight, as long as they stay in the street or on the sidewalk,
That'll be fine.
I got no problem with it. But when they come up in the yard, if they intend to do my family ill will, they're going to meet with some hellfire and fury, because I'm not going to have people busting in my front door. And if they come into my yard and start to come through my front door, they are not going to find a passive situation there.
No, and
nobody should. And I don't. I'm the last person to tell anybody, you know, to be violent. I wouldn't want anybody to be in any violence tonight or anything like that. But you know, you got a right to protect your property.
Yeah.
And I will be protecting
this. This is the Second Amendment capital of the America. And I don't doubt that there are many people right now having being prepared.
Well, I know that they go up north to some of these towns and do this, but you know, these old good old boys down here in Alabama, there's a lot of firepower in homes in Alabama that you might not see in towns like up north. They better think about that.
Yeah, you got that right. Do they really know where they are?
Because I can't tell. I mean, I don't know a house on my block that people aren't armed to the teeth.
We have a mutual friend that could invade Mississippi and take it from Alabama if he wanted to.
I like the bazooka idea myself. Yeah. I'd like to get my hands on one of those.
I just got another bazooka offer.
Oh.
And it ain't bubblegum.
Well, I'm gonna go back down to the dungeon, but this came across Skywatch, and I wanted to check and see if this was the same as with you.
It is.
This is not good. I'm afraid it's going to be one of those situations at our house tonight where we're going to have guns leaning up by the door, and I'll be sticking my head out, and Janet will be handing me the ammunition.
By the way, if you want to hear what the mayor has to
say, baby.
If you want to hear what the mayor has to say, you better be watching CNN or MSLSD.
Oh, he's saying, I'm not even going to comment. I grew up in Montgomery, and if you grew up in Montgomery like I did, you know the Reed family. And if you grew up like I did and you know the Reed family, that's enough said.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate you dropping by. Any other stuff, feel free to interrupt as needed. Yeah, here's more confirmation from the U.S. Marshals that they are anticipating trouble. And I did hear, and again, I'm not being irresponsible, but I would probably stay away. I wouldn't be anywhere in public after dark tonight.
Oh, yeah. Stay home tonight. I mean, just for the rather safe than sorry.
Hey, I mean, it's not like, you know, we've been outdoors so much the last 3 months that, you know, it'll be nice to spend the night at home, won't it? Not?
I wonder where all these buses are coming from.
I'd like to know who's chartering the buses, who owns the buses.
Mm-hmm.
And you
who
think,
paid
I mean,
for them.
Maybe.
And you know what? If they're coming here with the intent to destroy the bus companies, they're just as responsible.
Can't they, like the police, meet them there or something? I mean, such a terrible thing. Because I feel like the people that live around here would not burn their...
Another friend of mine from the law enforcement community says law enforcement would never let a bus pass the county line. Not going to happen. We'll see. I mean, they must have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Because buses that are loaded with travelers, they're going to be passenger buses.
Yeah.
So you would think and stop and see what's going on.
Yeah, it's like when you're driving down the interstate and you see a football team go by.
And whatever you do, make sure you wear your mask and your social distancing.
Oh, yeah, 6 foot.
Yeah. 3:40. Papa B, you're going to need to hold a little bit here because we have gone way over on our first segment. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Boy, you're feeling the heat and humidity today, huh?
Mm-hmm. 277-2125.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. That's that spot low experience. One more time.
277-2125.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If you haven't had anybody take a look at your system, it's a good idea to call them at that number.
277-2125.
And join the Clark's Club for $159. You get 2 annual tune-ups to your system a year. If they spot something or suggest a repair, and they'll always explain why, they'll show you. It's not like they make stuff up. You'll get that done at a discount on parts and labor, and they will always leave your system running at peak efficiency so that your electric costs will stay as reasonable as possible as we navigate the summer weather. And you also have the peace of mind knowing that if something does break, after all, any machine can have a bad day. You call them at
277-2125.
And they are on the way. because you're a member, and that's one of the privileges of membership with Clark's. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Also, amazingly talented plumbers, Alabama certification number 99004.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic in Cloverdale at Graham Street. We had an accident with injury. They're continuing to work that one. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Got a lot of congestion all around the city this afternoon. We have light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere. And on the West South Boulevard at I-65, we have a real mess there with construction going on. There are major delays in that area around I-65. That's over near the truck stops. Please use caution. Maybe avoid that area if possible. Also, a traveler's note. If you are headed to Auburn Opelika this afternoon and you're on I-85 northbound at US 280 in Opelika, we have an overturned 18-wheeler, a huge mess that's affecting all lanes of traffic. Expect major delays for the next several hours in Auburn Opelika if you happen to be headed that way this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. At Reinhart Toyota, we have 0% financing available with approved credit on some models and no payments until summer. Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Holy crap. Larry, who called us earlier, sent us a picture of this Walmart. And they've got wheelbarrows full of incendiaries at the low Walmart price. What kind of stupidity is that?
Really?
And now Dan Morris. Dan.
Greg, how are you? Report from downtown Montgomery. MPD has blocked off Dexter Avenue right in front of the Capitol. They've got the side street also blocked off, but not the back of the Capitol, surprisingly. I've talked to two people in law enforcement. And what they said is they're reacting to the rumor. And allegedly something to take place on Fairview Avenue was another piece of the rumor. I think the thing about Wind Lakes and or East Chase and particularly Wind Lakes is kind of overdone. I think it's just an echo from Facebook posts. But MPD is locking down, and there isn't anybody at the Capitol. I just want to report that back to you.
I appreciate that. I have seen in other areas where some of the leaders, for lack of a better term, of these protesters are saying, yeah, we're burning down the inner cities. We need to get into the suburbs and stuff. My suggestion is, why take a chance? Just lock down at home, be careful, and... heads up. Everybody needs to be paying attention.
Well, it's funny that I opened my show this morning or today with having talked to somebody who knew something about the Capitol complex and security and basically said if MPD stands down, that is a major target for people. And it seems that they are building roadblocks and things there to keep people away from the Capitol in the Attorney General's office. And the ALEA, they're protecting all three of those buildings, Capitol, AG, and ALEA. But I've talked to, I've queried several of my law enforcement contacts. Mm-hmm. One said he was on a conference call at that time with the state talking about if it's going to happen to get ready for it. So I don't know if we're just reacting to rumor. I can't imagine you bring in 1,000 people in buses. I mean, that would take a bunch of buses to do that. And as you were saying earlier, how do you coordinate that? How do you not know that they're coming?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You would hope that the same stuff that we're hearing has got to be making its way to the police department. And I don't want to hear the mayor announcing, please wear a mask and social distance.
Yeah, and I went by City Hall. City Hall is not doing anything. They're strictly doing the Capitol the Capitol complex.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the info, Dan. If anything else comes up, you can text me or call back, and we really appreciate you taking the time out of your afternoon for the additional
info. You have a great day, Greg.
You too, man.
Thanks, man.
And I just got a text from a friend who went to the Target in East Chase and nothing happening there now, and let's hope it stays that way. 3:46, I got a lot of catching up to do, so if you got a phone line, hang on.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Now that we are into the month of June, that forecast is going to sound more and more like that summertime pattern, which includes the threat of maybe an isolated evening shower before it fades out. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 68. Tomorrow should be another hot day. I think we're around 90. A sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not quite zero, but under 20% tomorrow. Low 90s on Wednesday with widely scattered storms. And I think the number of those pop-up storms will start to increase as we get into Thursday, Friday, Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. We have taken a brief break during the pandemic, but we'll soon have a new real estate class starting on Thursday nights. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available. 551-0225 or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hi, Sue. Haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, Roz. It has been a few weeks, but you look a little upset.
I am. Remember the days when your doctor wrote you a prescription and you took it anywhere you wanted to get it filled?
Yes. I feel like my freedom to choose is slowly being taken away from me by insurance companies and these pharmacy benefit managers, whatever they are.
My understanding is that those pharmacy benefit managers are middlemen making billions of dollars by telling us what medicine to take, how to take it, and where to get it.
Really? What's next?
Mail order pharmacy. How personal is that?
I want to be able to look at my pharmacist in the eye and ask questions about my prescriptions. Not dial some 800 number and then be put on hold, waiting to talk to someone I don't even know. This is my health we are talking about here.
Don't let those insurance companies controlled by the pharmacy benefit managers tell you where to get your prescriptions filled. Visit us at Adams Drugs and let us continue to provide you the kind of health care you deserve. Adams Drugs, providing quality personal prescription service for over 58 years.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn mowers. When I ask why CTE and Hustler, you tell me friends recommend both. You like our friendly team of professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of any warranty repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, even the smallest 34-inch homeowner ZTR. You like that Hustler is built in America and has the best warranty in the industry. Now, if you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time. We're offering 0% interest financing for up to 48 months. And get this, when you buy a Hustler Fast Track or X1 model this month, you'll get a Hustler pressure washer or generator for free. That's a $700 value. Now, who else does that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Helping each other now is more important than ever. And at Spire, we're committed to lifting up the communities we serve. If you or someone you know is struggling to make ends meet because of the coronavirus pandemic, we're here to help. Assistance is available for residential customers and small business owners. A simple application is all that we need. So if you know a Spire customer who needs help paying their natural gas bill, please tell them we're here to help. To learn more, visit spireenergy.com/relief.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines. And the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tune in to the all-new Sad FM.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Sad FM.
I'm sorry that I let you down.
All sad, all the time. Home of the super sad workday, always only two in a row.
When your day is long.
Wake up to the mundane morning show.
Shelly sick again today.
Then the dismal drive home.
Cause everybody hurts.
And go to bed with our nighttime show, Lonely Nights. Sad FM. Tune in today and see how long a workday can be. Sad FM.
There are some stations that deserve that format, should be honest about it. We're going to play every dreary ballad ever made, and we're going to have you suicidal by the time you get home from work. All right, I got three callers. Everybody gets 1 minute, and I got to enforce it because we are like miles behind. Papa B's been waiting the longest.
1 minute, that's not long enough, but I'll try.
Well, it's got to be, and I mean it.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Well, I just want to say to every black person needs to hear this.
No, we're not going to do that, okay? We're not going to lecture black people on the show. Jeez, doesn't anybody have a freaking clue? We're not here to do that. I'm going to play music for the rest of the afternoon. What the hell? Dan Morris is back. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Greg. I just got off the phone with a pretty high-up law enforcement person. The email, the message from Peel, Sarah Peel, about the U.S. Marshal and evacuation and all that kind of stuff, that's totally false. The courthouse was already shut down because of other courthouses being corrupted and intervened. So that whole email chain of that is not true. And it, you know, I think there, as I said, the other law enforcement person, this is out of an abundance of caution as far as the Capitol complex.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this guy said, no, we don't see anything that was in that email to be true. And this is an investigative level person.
I appreciate that. I think the key words for everybody are just an abundance of caution. Be
exactly.
aware of your surroundings. Don't get caught off guard. And hopefully, if people do go down to protest, that is all they will do tonight.
I don't think any of that's going to happen. I think that it's all going to. I think this is just all made up.
Let's. You know what? I would be more than happy to say, well, we fell for a rumor, but. You can't take chances.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we're using that term, an abundance of caution.
I appreciate it. Those are the watchwords for the rest of the afternoon, man. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate these additional insights, because if anybody is well-sourced in this town, it's you and Jack, and I appreciate both of you guys helping out this afternoon.
Absolutely. You have a great day, Greg.
You too, Dan. Thanks. Dan. All right.
Somebody asked me if you were okay after your little thing.
No, that is exactly part of the problem.
Yeah, it really is.
Here's something every black person should know. Who the hell are you to decide what anybody should know, much less one specific group? Ken.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Alabama is about a dozen states that has a stop and ID law in effect. In Alabama, it's 15-5-30, which gives any police officer, state, local, county, the authority to stop and ID any person.
Uh-huh.
Which if, for example, if these buses are coming in, they should, before anybody even gets off the bus, especially if it's one that they can see that they've been tracking across the state, go on board and ID every single person on that bus prior to them exiting and being turned loose into the streets of Alabama, be it Montgomery, Birmingham, or anywhere. That would identify each person prior to anything that may or may not happen in the hindrance of any escalation.
All right. I was not aware of that. I appreciate the insights on that law, and hopefully everybody's on their toes. That's really what we need, just awareness, be tuned in, and hopefully things will go well. That would be a great relief to have nothing happen.
Exactly. Yes. Rather safe than sorry, though.
Yeah. Bo, I need you to wait for just a minute. And we'll grab your call at the beginning of the next hour. Jacqueline's going to join us. She's got some insights, too, at 3:58. I want to emphasize, you know, as we're pulling out of the corona shutdown and all this, as businesses are getting back on their feet, they're motivated to do things and give you opportunities to buy that will not be there. And I don't know how much longer they will be. Let's go to jackingram.com for a sec and take a look. Because awesome new vehicles for qualified buyers. You can put your payments off for 6 months and get 0% over 72. And they're doing everything they can to make the car buying experience as easy and simple as possible for you. No payments, 6 months on select new Nissans. 4 months no payments, 0% on Volkswagen products. And they've got some great stuff. I love that store. The whole Jack Ingram family of dealerships.